Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From rally cars in Donegal to Taylor Swift taking inspiration from a Wicklow beach, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me with all of those great nuggets and stories from around the country that just didn't quite make the national headlines this week. Happy Friday, Shane.
And you.
How are you?
I'm very well. Ollie, I don't care about this slot. I just want to know how Pink was.
Well, I can tell you, right? Pink for me was the surprise gig of the year.
It looked incredible.
She was absolutely unbelievable. I had zero expectations. I kind of like, you know, like some of her music, wouldn't be the biggest fan in the world. Went last night and without doubt, one of the best gigs I've ever been at.
Yeah.
She's such a performer.
And she did her acrobatic.
Oh my, I was blown away. I've actually watched the video back about three times.
Yeah.
Like she's literally on a trapeze harness.
The whole way around.
And she parachutes across the entire Aviva Stadium while singing the last song of the night. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yeah. If you're going tonight, you were in for such a treat.
I have to say,
it's unbelievable.
I woke up this morning incredibly jealous when I saw your Instagram and other Instagrams as well. Loads of people seemed to be on it. It looked phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
I'm really jealous. And I didn't realise she was on tonight, so enjoy it if you're going. Absolutely.
This is the best beach in Ireland, Shane.
It is, yes. Well, we have a list of the top five best beaches. Can I first of all say thank you to all the listeners who got in touch with staycation ideas for me.
I meant to bring that up with you, actually.
Huge. Huge reaction you got last week to dog-friendly accommodation. Yeah. And I will say that a number of them were actually recommending Galway. So this ties in with this story.
Great.
And I'll certainly
have a hot tub, more importantly.
And somewhere where the dog can sleep, because that's the big issue. Anyway, yeah. Yes, a Galway beach has been named one of the best in Ireland. So we've a new list ranking the best swimming spots in the country. And Silver Strand Beach has been listed in this massive study rating the top places in Ireland for swimmers. The scores were decided by the Lagoon Activity Centre, which has released the results coinciding with this week, which is Water Safety Awareness Week. So how do you decide on the best swimming spots? Well, you have to look at the average temperature, rainfall and Instagrammability. That's how we live our
lives. I love that is now a feature, yes. How we rate things.
This is how we live our lives now.
It's not whether it's scenic, it's how Instagrammable is it?
It's determining the best spot for a photograph and a good dip in the sea. So Silver Strand did the West Proud, we are told, achieving a score of 288 out of 300. However, the top three were Killiney Beach in Dublin, which I've been on. I've been on nicer beaches. It's a nice beach, but it's not number one for me. Inch Beach in Kerry, which is gorgeous. Never and been. Also Portmarnock Beach, also in Dublin, which I've never been to, but does look beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah.
Best beaches in the country.
Does it ever miss Wicklow sometimes?
So that is Taylor Swift.
I didn't know that was her song.
No, I didn't know she was singing about Wicklow. I can't wait for Taylor Swift's concert.
Are you going?
No. I can't wait for them to be over. Every single day when I open the newspaper, I turn on News Talk, I look at social media, all I hear is her name mentioned. It's wall to wall. She needs to just come to Ireland now, get it out of the way,
and
we can all get on with our lives.
Yeah.
I'm sick of hearing
I feel Pink was a wee bit overshadowed.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
She'll do well to do
here's
good
the irony.
Performances.
I was at Taylor Swift's gig in Croke Park and the place was half empty. So I love now that she's really popular because they were handing out tickets last time for her. Anyway, there's another Taylor Swift story. Bear with us. I'm like you if you're fed up with it. I understand. Anyway, in her song that we just mentioned there, Sweet Nothing, Taylor Swift references Wicklow in July and wonders whether a pebble ever misses Wicklow. This is groundbreaking lyrics. But anyway, so mystery still surrounds the possible location of this famous pebble from Wicklow. And there are students who hope to inspire Taylor Swift's fans to go to Wicklow and get a Wicklow passport. So it's a lovely idea, in fairness. They want people, tourists in particular, to discover the wonder of Wicklow and maybe uncover where Taylor Swift might have collected that pebble. These are Loretto Bray students, Abigail Devine, Kena Kennedy and Judith Joby, who've set up a mini company called The Pebble People. And over the last few weeks, they've been visiting Wicklow's beaches, collecting pebbles to create a unique piece of art inspired by that song, Sweet Nothings. Visit Wicklow.ie commissioned the students to create the framed pebble artwork to mark Taylor Swift's return to Ireland. So you can get a Wicklow passport now and go and try and find where Taylor Swift was singing about.
We try and make, it's some tourist initiative, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. You can get it on visitwicklow.ie/passport if you'd like it.
Now we're heading home.
In the hills of Toledo,
This is actually a serious story, though.
It is, absolutely, yeah. Well, it's huge in Donegal, the Donegal Rally. I think it's going for over 30 years. And Gardaí are getting ready for it too. So they have been making preparations for the Donegal International Rally, which is on this weekend. It attracts huge crowds, over 70,000 spectators.
Huge event.
And a load of people watch it online as well. 400,000 people watch it online. So it's one of the most popular rallies in Europe. Every year, the rally, unfortunately, attracts a small number whose behaviour also leaves a lot to be desired. So there are great car enthusiasts out there who are really passionate about their cars, and of course they obey the law. But unfortunately, there's a small minority who flout the law. And ahead of the rally, Gardaí have announced a new road safety campaign for Donegal. They say they will be out in force this weekend, and they're going to apply a zero-tolerance approach in relation to dangerous driving, drink and drug driving, and bad behaviour in general.
You've been warned.
And they're also warning parents too, please ensure that you know where your young people are and that the young people have sufficient driving experience before they take to the roads, and ensure their cars are roadworthy, because sometimes at these rallies and the events that surround them, the cars can be quite old and they're souped up, but maybe they're not totally roadworthy. So I'm not detracting from car enthusiasts out there. They're really into it. It's just for the bad behaviour Gardaí are out in force. The guards have a souped up car themselves. It's a Volkswagen Golf. And they'll have that on display over the weekend.
Right, yeah. Why? The same top car, the car. I have to praise you like I
should. Fatboy Slim and Praise You. It's a great story from Louds from the Drogheda Independent this week. The Red Door Project in Drogheda had a busy week. So they've had this moving photo exhibition in a gallery in Drogheda. And then they had a very special visitor this day last week when they welcomed Fatboy Slim.
Why?
The project. Yeah. So Norman Cook is his real name, Fatboy Slim. He's in recovery over 15 years and he wanted to share his addiction and recovery journey with the local service. So this was the Red Door Project. It's a community scheme and the participants were told ask very open and challenging questions, and Norman was refreshingly honest and funny, we are told. So Fatboy Slim was in St. Anne's Park. And he also
That's
went to
right.
visit Drogheda too.
Yes.
And the service was honoured that he took the time to share his story, and they say they want to praise you, they told him.
Fair play to him. That's a great story.
It's a lovely
story.
It's
a really nice
story. And he's a big name. I mean, he's
huge.
One of the biggest DJs in the world.
You've another, I think, really kind of a nice and a remarkable story in Sligo as well.
Yeah, nice way to end this week. A man who was once homeless and thought he might die on the streets has seen his life turn around after buying a cottage in rural County Sligo. This is Cian Murta, who I realised I knew his face. He was on a documentary about homelessness on RTÉ a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And one of those people working every day but was still homeless. So he's from Meath. He'd been homeless since coming out of care at the age of 18. We do have a situation in this country when you turn 18, some people are just left to fend for themselves and it can be quite difficult. He ended up living on the streets of Dublin while also working full time as a builder and trying to put a roof over his head. After Dublin, he then went to Cork, where he lived homeless, and that move from Dublin to Cork changed the whole trajectory of his life, put it in a completely different direction, because the community in Cork and Limerick came together to help Cian get the home he craved. They organised a fundraiser on GoFundMe, got €41,000, and they're able to buy him a derelict cottage in South Sligo. So now he's moved to Sligo. He's camping outside the cottage until he gets planning permission and more money to renovate the home. And it's all thanks to one woman. Well done to her, Carmel O'Gorman from Mitchellstown in Cork. She found him after he went missing. He stayed in her house for 5 weeks, and then they set up a fundraiser on GoFundMe to buy him a house. Now, the house has been bought, but you can't live in it because there's no running water, electricity, septic tank, or toilet. That's why he's camping outside. And now the fundraiser has been extended so that he can raise some more funds to renovate the house. So anyone who'd like to help, or even if there are tradespeople out there who could give a dig out, not just money, then please get
in
touch with them. Lovely story.
That's really nice.
It changes the narrative about homeless people in Ireland.
Any plans for the weekend?
Nothing major. I'd say I'll have a few sociables, although if I go to the pub, I have to pretend to be interested in the Euros because it's everywhere. So I'll have to pretend to support a team. But that's
between
it.
The Euros and Taylor, you're having a tough time.
In great form on a Friday. What are you up to this weekend?
C sessions.
Oh, back
yeah,
home again.
I'm in the car. Yeah, I've been home a lot lately.
Yeah,
definitely gives me a pass now for about the end of the summer.
Till Christmas,
it? Probably till Christmas. Yeah, don't
enjoy
even say that.
C sessions.
I'm heading straight in the car now after the show.
Very good.
And up the road.
Okay, and a pint in Railway Bar, I'm sure.
Absolute. Best pint in Europe.
Famous.
Guinness. You heard it last week here on the show. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks
good weekend.
Million.
That's Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.